The following program is rated U for universal audiences and is considered suitable for listeners of all ages.
This is a presentation of Dream Realm Enterprises, where dreams are our reality.
Hi, my name is Jonathan Patrick Russell, and this is the first episode of Behind the Bots. We're going to talk about the episode that's being released this week for a few minutes, just a little behind the scenes kind of talk. So here we go. This episode was actually written second in line, sort of, and there's a big story about that, and I won't go into too much detail now because some of it has to do with next week's episode, which actually was the first one we did. Ship Shape was originally the first episode of season 8, and it was actually that almost the entire episode was recorded well over a year ago, early 2014. That's when we started work on season 8. And I had some personal issues in a way, well, professional issues, because I developed writer's block over the course of time, but that I had started season 8, and there was I wrote that episode, the first one, and thought it was okay, and we recorded it. And somewhere along the line, when I was trying to write the next couple, I had started a couple of scripts, but I just couldn't get it. I just couldn't get the story. It just didn't come easy. It was very difficult, and I just really didn't feel satisfied with the direction the show was going for some reason. And it just didn't seem right at all somehow. And then I just kind of lost it. The story and the characters. So I kind of put it away for a while. And then this year, when I came back to it, I decided I can't go in that direction exactly. And I wasn't even going to do it at all. But then I had this entire episode recorded and decided, okay, it's kind of a shame not to use at least some of that material. So this is kind of the story for the next one, but we'll get to this particular episode, Whatever Happened to the Robots of the Company, because it became the show had been away for so long now, it's been a couple of years, so that's when I got the idea for this episode, the first one, what is now the first one, Whatever Happened to the Robots of the Company, because I just thought, well, I need an episode that explains what happened to them and how they end up on this planet that I came up with, this whole concept. And it got, you know, the reason why I got to this is because I got to thinking about all the previous seasons and what we always considered to be our most successful season and our most successful concept, which was the Planet Bob. When the bots were marooned on the Planet Bob, that I don't know, the creative juices were flowing. And that was a really good storyline that everyone really seemed to enjoy. So I thought, well, let's do something similar. Obviously, I don't want to do the same thing, but we'll do something similar and have them marooned on yet another planet in a whole different reality. So I came up with the concept of this episode that you've either heard or you're about to hear. The season 8 premiere, what is now the season 8 premiere. So I had this idea that we'll start with Putch telling everybody what happened about the crash, and we'll get to know what's going on the planet and some of the major players and things like that, and acknowledge that they are lost, and everybody knows back home that they're lost and they're looking for them, etc. But that's really why this episode came about, is because I wasn't sure about how to continue with this season. I didn't want to do it the way that I had planned, where it was the old ship, but it was a new name, it was a new captain, and basically a new company. Not really, not really a new company, but it was, you know, the captain owns the company. He bought the ship from the old company, and he bought the crew to do whatever nefarious things he wants to get up to. Basically, it's supposed to be a salvage crew. They go out and find derelict spaceships or whatever, and, you know, see what kind of treasures and goodies they can glean from that and turn into riches. His idea, Captain Hancock, is, you know, he'll find his fortune out there somewhere from the crap that's in space that humans have left behind or whatever. You know, that's kind of his shtick, his idea. And he thinks he's going to find treasure somewhere along the way or something. He's always looking for the shortcut. He's sort of the Edmund Blackadder of this show. And that was the idea behind it, was it's going to be sort of a Blackadder in space in a way. And that was originally where I was just kind of like, do I really want to do this? Is that really what I want to do? Is that the really direction I want to go? And that's why I rethought the whole thing and came up with the concept of they're stuck on a planet. But then it just all went very different, and we came up with this whole concept of doing the series both ways. So, but, you know, we'll talk about that as we go. But basically with this episode, whatever happened to the robots of the company, I wanted to have, you know, that acknowledgement that they've been missing for quite a while. I didn't even know how long when I first wrote it. I was thinking, you know, they've been missing for 6 months or whatever. But through the course of time, we learn it's been, you know, possibly up to a year. So, and they had adventures during that year. And that leads into the whole rest of the series. But for right now, for season 8, at the beginning, this is where we stand. And we get to find out the repercussions of them being missing and how it affects people back home, or Bots back home, Putch's brother in particular, Clutch, who is very concerned about his brother and is determined to find his brother and the ship. And somehow in his weird mind, that means he can reclaim the ship for the company and not have to pay for it. It's a long story, but it'll all unfold in these episodes. But so that was just the idea behind this episode, was making sure that everybody knew what was going on and what had transpired to get them where they are. So this was kind of the build up to that and showing the repercussions of that. Okay, well, we'll talk more next time.
You have been listening to the very first episode of Behind the Bots, the behind-the-scenes discussion of episode number 71, Whatever Happened to the Robots of the Company, which was presented by Jonathan Patrick Russell. The music included in this program was provided by Kevin MacLeod. Post-production editor, sound designer, producer, and director was Jonathan Patrick Russell. Thank you for listening. We invite you to visit us on the web at dreamrealmsite.com. And if you'd like to email us with your comments or questions, you may do so at darkvoting1@yahoo.com. We'll be back again next week with another look behind the bots. Until then, this is the Creditor, as always, asking you to please stay tuned.
This program is copyright 2015, all rights reserved, and is brought to you by Dream Realm Enterprises. The journey continues.